What's happening, straight shooters? This is your girl, Teslin Figueroa. What a week it has been. The results are not all the way in, but so far it is looking good for Joe Biden. However, the fact that the race was so razor-thin close tells me that for many organizers, things are not looking good. What do I mean by that? Well, now organizers will be forced to not take any vote for granted. Let me give it to you straight, fast, and hard with no chaser and tell you what we learned this week. Well, one thing that we know is more people voted than in the last 100 years. That is a good thing. And now let's see what it told us. The first thing it told us is that half of America wants more Trump, not less. The second thing it told us that although black people have saved Democrats' ass once again, Trump still slightly increased with black voters. Which means that Democrats, yes, you owe us. You owe us now more than ever. We saved your ass for Joe Biden. We saved you now during the Electoral College. Project Lincoln spent $40 million begging Republicans to vote for Biden. Yet, Republicans still showed up for Trump. That money should have been spent in the black communities, the communities that have repeatedly saved your ass. So you better believe that me and many others will be asking you to reinvest and invest more in black communities. The third thing we learned is that the Hispanic vote will now be split between Democrats and Republicans for sure. This is something that we've always known, but now you can see crystal clear that all Hispanics do not vote the same. But let me warn you, Democrats, do not start trying to pick and choose between Hispanics and black folks. Do not get it twisted. Do not forget your loyal base. You better figure out a way to take care of both of those demographics. The fourth thing we learned, Joe Biden didn't have to kiss progressives' ass to win. I know a lot of my progressive friends really wanted to be able to say, hey, we told you so, you needed our vote. But the reality of it is, he did not have to kiss progressives' ass to win, period. Now, many progressives, I'm sure, did vote for Joe Biden. But overall, let's just keep it real. A lot of progressives did not. And now Joe Biden has an even stronger mandate to be center left. Now he can say, well, 50% of the country voted for Trump, 50% voted for me. So now I need to make sure that I'm center left. He also has still a Republican Senate, which means that no major progressive policies will be passed. He has a very strong mandate to stand on for center left policies. So guess what, progressives? You need to figure out how to win. It's no point in you sitting up waiting on Bernie Sanders to save you. He left you at the bus stop. Move on. Reorganize. Figure out how to continue to win your races. And guys, stop telling me that Bernie Sanders would have won. That is delusional. It is a talking point that is coming from the progressive wing. I get it. But the reality is, it makes no sense. Just because $15 an hour passed in Florida does not mean that Bernie Sanders would have won Florida. He would have gotten eaten alive even worse than Joe Biden. The bottom line is, people vote for issues all of the time. It has nothing to do with who they decide to lead this country. It has nothing to do with the Electoral College. One issue versus signing up for all of the issues that Bernie Sanders stands for are two totally different things. I get it, progressives, you want something to hold on to, so I get it, I peep the game. But the reality of it is, you need to figure out how to get your candidates in office from the bottom all the way up to the top. They did not need you this time, meaning they didn't have to kiss your ass. So you need to figure out how, if they didn't need you, how can you win? Show them that you know how to win. That's how you move forward. Stop crying on Twitter. The fifth thing that we learned is, although all black people did not vote, it did not mean that black people did not show up in droves. So again, organizing online is great, but at the end of the day, it comes down to knocking on people's doors. So those of you who are against Joe Biden, those of you who are against black people showing up for any Democrat candidate, you better start organizing, because it's not going to happen just on Facebook and Twitter. The final thing that we learned is that Twitter, IG, Facebook does not have the final say. It all comes down to the ballot box. You must get involved. You must move forward. If you want to know how to move forward and you need some inspiration, go back and listen to my spiritual shot to the soul. And that will hopefully help recenter you, rebalance you on how to move forward. One thing that I know for sure is that I am so happy that we can have the necessary conversations without me having to include what about Trump. I got so tired fighting for issues that matter to me and my community over the last 4 years without being accused of trying to help Trump. Things became too polarizing. It was too tribal, to the point that people lost their damn minds. All logic went out the door. Fear was at the ballot box on both sides. So now, Democrats, you can sigh a breath of relief, but do not breathe too long. because you better believe that Trump supporters will be back in the midterms, and they will be back with a vengeance. Democrats, after this race is finally called, do not pop bottles. You better get busy, because there is no way this race should have been as close as it was. Well, straight shooters, that is it in a nutshell. Just a few things that we learned this week. But you better believe I got a list of more things I want to go over with you one-on-one. Please ask your friends to subscribe to Straight Shot No Chaser. And also, please write a review on Apple and rate the podcast. That keeps us in the top charts. This is Tesla Figaro. And like I always say, use it, lose it, but I can't make you choose it. And it looks like America has chosen Joe Biden to be the next president of the United States.